Point, defending the man-to-man defense against Blake Redeker. Going into Luke Davies along the perimeter. He'll drive to the elbow, picks up his dribble, lob to the post to Zach Oswald. Nice up and under, off the window, and good. Lebo striking first, leading things 2-0.
I like that approach by Oswald. He didn't try to get too physical down low. He just turned and made a great shot.
30 seconds in, Opie with their first possession, trailing things 2-0. Blake Skowski to the bucket, off the window, and good. So just like we saw in the first matchup, a post presence for both teams starting things off.
Great answer there by Opie, and again, that's what I'm saying. Whoever can really win that post battle, I think that's who's coming away with the victory. Both teams establishing their presence very early.
Lob inside to Oswald, tipped away by Blake Skowski into the hands of Truman Bailey. 2-2 our score, 1 minute in here in the first quarter. Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trahoon. Blake Skowski puts it on the floor, recovered by Garrett Cole in the corner. Eagles on the attack now. Blake Redeker will reset the offense up top against the man-to-man defense applied by Lebo. Blake Redeker to Darren Hines on the wing. Bounce pass to the foul line to Blake Skowski. He'll look to drive. Running floater is no good. Rebound loose. And we're going to have a tie-up. Garrett Cole and Austin Bailey. Two big bruisers on the gridiron. Austin Bailey, the Lyon County League unanimous first team selection. Garrett Cole, a 2021 all defensive for Class 1A, an 11-man. Truman Bailey on the attack. Running floater is a little long, rimming out. Bailey to the floor, Eagle faithful wanting a foul call. Grayson Shoemaker spin move on the opposite end is no good. Board collected by Bailey, a pump fake, and he'll be tagged on the arm going back up.
Well, and again, that draws cheers from one side, boos from the other, as I think that the Opie faithful thinking that was the same contact that they saw on the opposite end, wanted the same call.
Bailey at the line. Good. Bailey had 4 points in the first matchup with Opie. Opie on, or Lebo on top, 3-2, 6:22 remaining in the first quarter. Second one from Bailey, also good.
I like, we use the word poise in the first matchup in the girls' game. I kind of like the poise that Lebo is coming out with here early on, but Opie, one of those teams that poise is kind of their DNA, and you have to match that the entire game.
Opie riding a 39-game winning streak. Back-to-back state champions. Off the window and good from the baseline for Blake Skowski. He's got all four of Opie's points, and we're back knotted at four-piece. Just 2 minutes gone by here in the opening quarter. Grimmett at Coach Slay's signature on the far sideline, now on the right wing. Grimmett defended by Blake Redeker. Lob inside, stolen away by Blake Skowski. That's a second turnover for the Lebo Wolves. Opie on the attack, going the opposite way. Kicked in the corner to Garrett Cole. Takes one dribble, fires up a 15-foot jumper. That falls through. Opie back on top, leading things 6-4. 5.5 remaining here in the first quarter. Luke Davies now along the left wing. Skips it right side, Shoemaker. Shoemaker will hand it off to Landon Grimmett. Get a ball screen. Grimmett will pick up his dribble on the wing. Will skip it far side corner to Luke Davies. Davies driving. Nice opposite block pass to Zach Oswald, who bangs it off the bottom of the bucket. But an offensive board collected by Luke Davies, and he is fouled on his reapproach.
That's the third rebound for Lebo. Two of those offensive boards. Opie yet to grab a board.
Second team foul for Opie. First on Truman Bailey. Shot on the way from Davies. Hits the back of the rim. Hits the top of the backboard before falling through.
3-for-3 thus far. Of course, Opie looking to be the first team to go back-to-back since Burlingame in 2018 and 19.
Second foul shot falls away to Luke Davies, and rebound collected by Garrett Cole.
First board, offensive or defensive, for the Eagles.
Blake Redeker driving in the left baseline, picks up a dribble in the corner, now going Bailey foul line, driving to the right block, leaves it short. Defensive rebound into the hands of Austin Bailey. Now Grayson Shoemaker driving, looking to go all the way down, and he does. Off the window and good. Shoemaker, 24 points in last night's victory.
Third lead change thus far in just the first 3.5 minutes.
Wolves back on top, 7-6. 4:25 remaining. We're going to say the Opie ball handler stepped out of bounds on the baseline, and it'll be a turnover back to Lebo. Full court pressure be applied on the inbound by the Eagles. Luke Davies will throw it up top to Landon Grimmett. Garrett Cole coming out of nowhere with the interception, and the ball will be kicked out of bounds by Luke Davies. It's a third turnover for Lebo.
And that's what Opie does so well, is they force those long 50-50 balls, borrowing a term from football, obviously, really up in the air, and they're just so good at reading those passes and coming down with them.
Blake Redeker goes in the corner to Darren Hines. Bounce pass into the post to Garrett Cole. He'll turn and face, put it on the floor, be tied up with it with Zach Oswald. And that'll be a jump ball. Possession arrow, I think, goes back to Lebo.
You are correct.
So another turnover for Opie.
Actually, that's just their first.
Just their first turnover.
That's just their first turnover.
Thought they had one when Blake Redeker stepped out of bounds.
It's just their second, Michael. That is just their second turnover.
It's easy to get caught up in the game. I don't know if our stats in the girls' game was anywhere close either. And Landon Grimmett driving down on the opposite end, and he gets a forearm shiver in the back from Darren Hines. That'll be Hines' second.
Well, and here's third. My apologies, Michael. Here's the thing, too, is these two teams, very physical, both in their size but also in their play, and that is going to be a very telling story down the stretch of this ball game, as I do think fouls are going to play a big factor, is there's going to be a lot of bodies banging around.
Grimmett with the inbound, or gets the inbound from Luke Davies. Halfway through here in the first quarter, Lebo on top, 7-6. Davies over to Grayson Shoemaker, left wing. Shoemaker with that right knee brace. He tore his ACL a year ago. Back to Shoemaker from Davies. Now on the left wing to Landon Grimmett. Grimmett looking to drive. Nothing there. We'll hand it back to Grayson Shoemaker, and Blake Redeker will be tagged with the foul.
I really
thought. Reach it in. Wyatt Cole, Sarge all over it.
I really thought that was going to maybe be a push-off on Shoemaker. Good job by Grayson to kind of just draw that contact. And I feel like it could have gone either way there.
Grimmett to inbound on the far sideline.
Right there
going
again.
Going up to Austin Bailey. Some contact from Garrett Cole, and is stolen away by Dexton Holting, who subbed out Darren Hines there in that last stoppage of play. Bailey has it at the top of the key. Bounce pass into the post to Blake Skowski. He'll turn and face back down. Zach Oswald throw up a jumper that falls away. But he is fouled, and he will be at the line for two foul shots.
Right there again, we see that pressure on the inbounds there by Opie, forcing those long, high passes. And as soon as that goes up in the air, you can already see at least two white jerseys have it sniffed out, and they're running towards it.
Foul is committed by Luke Davies. First free throw, nothing but net for Blake Skowski. He's got five. Our score now tied once again at 7 apiece, 3.5 remaining. Second one now for Blake Skowski in the air and rimming out, no good. Rebound to Truman Bailey, his put back good.
Well, we get our second tie and then our fourth lead change right there, bang, bang.
It's one of those another 50-50 plays that usually go the way for the Opie Eagles. Opie back on top, 9-7, 3:13 and counting here in the first quarter. Landon Grimmett with it at the top of the key against the man-to-man defense. Austin Bailey on the right wing, now back to Grimmett. Quick jumper in the right corner. The three's no good. Offensive board to Zach Oswald. His put back good. Lebo really exploiting the Eagles on the offensive glass here in the first quarter.
Third tie.
Dexton Holting now to Truman Bailey. Get a ball screen from Garrett Cole. He's at the wing. Now to Blake Skowski in the right corner. He'll drive baseline. Now to the elbow. Bounce pass to Dexton Holting. Fires a left wing three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound one by Blake Redeker. Garrett Cole falls to the floor. Now to the hands of Blake Skowski. He'll drive baseline, puts the ball loose. It'll go to Garrett Cole, and they're going to have a foul call. Looks like they're going to tag Austin Bailey reaching in.
Yeah, Bailey was trying to dive on the ball, and actually it was kind of a smart heads-up play there on the floor by Dexton Holting as he kind of turtled in and drew the contact.
Junior Dominic Reisner into the ball game. He'll sub out Landon Grimmett. Looks like Landon's got something being attended to by assistant coach Duncan Fort. Duncan also in his first year as an assistant for the Lebo Wolves.
After a great career at the Emporia State Hornets.
Fadeaway jumper by Truman Bailey draws nothing but air, and a rebound to Reisner.
That's not going to make Coach Schmidt happy, as he thinks he may have forced that shot up.
We're going to have an official timeout. Looks like Dominic Reisner had a necklace on or some type of jewelry.
That's a no-no.
And the official's all over it. So he'll be allowed to take that off. Reisner with new shoes here tonight. Usually he's got a multicolored pair. This one also multicolored, but not as bright.
They're fire.
Reisner puts it on the floor and is stolen away by Truman Bailey, and a heavy foul underneath.
Yep.
And Bailey will step to the line for two free throws.
Yeah, and Reisner right there, he just got a little over-anxious. You need to try and time that out a little bit better because he was already coming down when the shooter was going up. You've got to be able to measure that a little bit more.
Bailey, a 70% foul shooter on the season. Puts up the first one. Nothing but net.
2 of 3 from the line is Olpe now.
Landon Grimmett back in there. He's on his left hand. His ring finger and middle finger are taped up. Also back in there for the first time, Ethan Redeker, 5'6 junior. Foul shot good. Once again by Bailey. He's got 4.
3 of 4 now from the line are the Eagles.
Olpe back on top, 11-9. 120 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Reisner with it at the top of the key. Looking, trying to find a cutting Landon Grimmett that's stolen away by Blake Redeker. Blake Redeker bounced past underneath him. Ethan Redeker, nice pump fake. Lebo Faithful thought he might have drug his pivot foot down the corner to Blake Redeker from Blake Skowski. Back to Skowski underneath, turns and faces. Be double teamed. It will go up with the left. It's short. Rebound to Dominic Reisner.
Really needed to kick that one out, as I appreciate the tenacity there of Skowski, but when you're trapped in that situation, get it out. Let your offense get kind of a breath and get reset.
Reisner with it at the foul line. Get close. Oh, he barely got it reset for the 5 second.
He traveled, I think, on
Ethan
that
Ethan Redeker was all over him with his defense. Gracious, yeah. Shoemaker now with it. Puts it on the floor. Picks up his dribble. Bounce pass to Oswald. Extended right elbow. Give a ball fake and go up to Dominic Reisner now. To Luke Davies. Davies. Skip to the corner to Shoemaker. 60 seconds remaining. Shoemaker nearly gets it stolen away. And Shoemaker with the mid-lane jumper getting it to fall through. We're back tied, 11 apiece. Under one here in the opening quarter.
Good awareness there by Shoemaker to just kind of pull that ball away. He knew the hand was coming.
Dex Holting with it in the left wing. Picks up a dribble, bounce pass up top to Blake Redeker. He's looking to drive, goes up against Zach Oswald, and Oswald will be tagged with the foul. It'll be Zach's first, team's third. Stand corrected. They've got 4 team fouls. Blake Redeker at the line for 2 foul shots. First one, no good. Blake Redeker really fills up the stat sheet. Averages about 11 points a ball game, 7 to 8 rebounds a ball game, 7 to 8 assists a ball game, and sometimes 7 to 8 steals a ball game. So he is
seems like a bit of a theme.
He was
there.
Just shy of a quadruple double. Wow. Earlier in the season in that Yates Center tournament against West Elk. Second one from Blake Redeker, good. Don't have any stats on that, but I think that would have been a short company for the Opie Eagles that would have scored a quadruple-double.
Yeah.
And for much of a lot of area other teams.
You don't see that a lot in high school basketball in general.
Garrett Cole with the steal, dribbles it off his knee. He'll wait for the Cavalry to catch back up. 25 seconds to go. Opie on top, 12-11. Looking for one final shot, I would believe, for the Eagles. Blake Redeker driving, kicked in the corner. Ethan Redeker, 3. Good. That's a Cody Thurston, Land Agent, 3. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Opie with their largest lead of the night now, 15-11. One final crack at it for Grayson Shoemaker, looking for the answer. Swimming out from 27 feet away. After 8 minutes of play, the Opie Eagles leading the Lebo Wolves 15-11. We'll step aside and have continued coverage at 102nd Annual Lyon County League Tournament on Country 101.7 FM and KVOE TV.
We've all had to share the road with bad drivers, but at Farm Bureau Financial Services, we believe you shouldn't have to share their insurance rates. With Driveology, you're in the driver's seat to save money based on your driving habits. You'll get an automatic discount for signing up and could save up to 30% on your auto insurance premium. Contact me, Brian Fillinger, your Farm Bureau agent in Emporia, to learn more about how your driving habits can help save you money.
Savings based on driving behavior. Your savings may vary. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Is it time to turn the lawn care over to the professionals? Richmore Lawn Care is a full-service lawn and landscaping company serving commercial and residential properties in the Emporia, Kansas area. The team at Richmore Lawn Care offers a wide variety of services and maintenance plans to meet every need and budget. They also have extensive experience with tree care, planters, retaining walls, patios, and complete landscaping design. Richmore Lawn Care can make your backyard into your own personal oasis. Call 620-341-3890 or check them out at richmorelawns.com.
Michael Dieker alongside Tegan Trahoon. Welcome you back to Watt Auditorium. Opie on top 15-11 and possession here to begin the second quarter. Mind you guys, our video coverage on KBWE TV brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for your land sale purchase and appraisal need. 620-437-7340. Blake Redeker gets one to fall from close distance on the right block. Opie now out by six. Largest lead of the night. Landon Grimmett. Heavy pressure by Darren Hines. Hines picked up two fouls early for providing great on-the-ball pressure. Luke Davies cut all the way through, and he's going to get an offensive foul. That'll be the second on Davies. Blake Skowski was parked down low and took the receiving blow. Now seven turnovers. Drew Conrad, the sophomore, will sub out Davies.
Well, Davies, I think you could tell, he knew it as soon as he left his feet. I think he knew it was coming.
Landon Grimmett still grimacing with that left hand. That'll be a story the rest of the way if Landon's not 100%. Darren Hines over to Blake Redeker. Lob inside of the post. He'll turn and face. Nothing there. Cole kicks it up top to Bailey. Now left wing to Blake Redeker. Underneath to Blake Skowski. He'll do a no-look pass. That fortunate for Skowski is not able to be curtailed by the paw of the Wolf, and it goes out of bounds.
Well, but that also speaks to Olpe's style of attack. They really just try to keep your eyes moving. Don't want you to see the approach to the basket.
Lob up top to Garrett Cole. Now inside to Truman Bailey. Underneath, and Bailey has 6 points to lead the way for the Eagles.
Yeah, and right there, trying to double-team him there in the paint. Drew Conrad, he just gets out of position and leaves the lane wide open.
Nice drive by Drew Conrad. He stops the Opie Eagle run. Stops an 8-0 run there for Opie. Conrad's first points of the ballgame. Blake Redeker now, right corner, picks up his dribble, goes to the elbow to Garrett Cole. He'll go up top. Darren Hines, he was thinking about the three before he caught it. Fumbles it, and he will recover, though, and go to Blake Redeker. Get a ball screen from Truman Bailey now on the left wing. Picks up his dribble. Look inside, nothing there. Going up top to Truman Bailey. Bailey, right side to Blake Skowski. He'll look to drive. Dribbling it off his leg. Recovers and going to Hines on the right wing. Hines to the foul line. Picks up his dribble. Skipped in the right corner now to Skowski. Skowski driving baseline. Now left side to Darren Hines. But before the pass was completed, his foot touched the baseline. It'll be yet another turnover going back to Lebo.
You know, that's what I'm kind of talking about in both these teams speeding each other up. You just sometimes forget where you're at on the court. These guys have probably the best court awareness I've ever seen out of a high school team in Olpe, but even there, you know, that just shows you how well Lebo's playing some defense.
Pressure on the inbound, nearly stolen away by Truman Bailey. Ethan Redeker subbing out Blake Skowski during that stoppage. Lob inside to Oswald. Oswald will turn and face off the glass and good. Nice move there for Oswald. He's got six to lead the Wolves.
And again, not being overly physical, he's just making smart plays. He's backing down his defender, getting enough room to turn and shoot.
Blake Redeker. Opposite block pass to Garrett Cole. And Cole converts from short distance.
Four straight makes now for the Eagles.
6-point advantage for Opie. 5.5 remaining here in the first half. 21-15. Grayson Shoemaker crossing the timeline. Guarded by Truman Bailey. They'll go right side, Landon Grimmett. Grimmett, foul line. Now mid lane fadeaway jumper. Good. Landon's first points of the night. The hand looked good on that shot.
Now three straight makes for Lebo.
Opie trying to catch Lebo in transition. A late foul by Wyatt Cole. Foul shot was, or the jumper was missed by Truman Bailey, but Wyatt Cole from the far side column. That's going to go against Landon Grimmett. That'll be Landon's first. Team six, Dennis Becker, not a fan of that.
No.
Duncan Ford wanted an explanation as well from Wyatt Cole.
I think all the Lebo faithful wanted one too.
Bailey at the line for two. Good on the first one. Dexton Holting back in the ball game. He'll sub out Darren Hines. Bailey for one more. Spins it into his hands, bends his knees, and fires. Nothing but net. Opie back on top by six, 23-17. Grimmett at the point. Driving to the perimeter now. Goes up underneath. Nice contested jumper that falls away, but yet another offensive board collected by Zach Oswald. Back up top. Landon Griffin, three. And he knocks it down. That he's done all 4 years at Watt Auditorium for yet another Cody Thurston Land Agent 3. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Yeah, when I saw the tape on his hand, you mentioned that could be an interesting story. Landon is arguably Lebo's most proficient three-point shooter. Doesn't seem to be affecting him all that much.
Trims the lead to only one possession, 23-20, 4:34 remaining. Going to have a foul away from the ball, called underneath. It's going to go against Zach Oswald. Looked like they called him for maybe a trip or a kick.
Maybe.
That'll be his second, team seventh, so bonus time for Opie. Dominic Reisner back to the scorer's table. I'll believe that he'll most likely be subbing out Zach Oswald. Two fouls, and see if he'll sit the remaining of the second quarter.
Well, I mentioned it in the girls' game. Oswald needs to be careful. He kind of let his opinion be heard. I think he's lucky the official didn't hear what he had to say.
Cole will step to the line for the front end of a 1-1. Up in the air, falling away, rimming out, no good.
Take the slow approach here for if you're Lebo. Don't get overzealous. We'll get a timeout here by Coach Beckers. He wants to talk things over, maybe give his guys a chance to breathe.
4:21 remaining. It'll be a full timeout. We'll take a quick 30 with them. You're listening to the Boys Championship, 102nd Annual Lyon County League Tournament, right here on Country 101.7 FM.
Don't feel bad if you're not a phone expert. That's what we're here for. At Next Tech Wireless, we'll help you in the transition to a new device step by step. Want to customize the screen? We've got you. Have questions about some of the functions? We're happy to help. You're not just another number to us. Come see us today, and we'll get you into the best phone for your needs. We're friends. We're neighbors. We are Kansas. Next Tech Wireless.
Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trahoon. Opie, 23-20 advantage. Remind you guys of these timeouts all week long has been brought to you by McDonald's on 6th Avenue. Stop by McDonald's on 6th Avenue and get a quarter pounder with cheese cooked fresh off the grill upon ordering. And a fry and a drink to make it a meal. Not too shabby there. Lebo with possession after the bonus shot was missed by Garrett Cole. Grimmett will go into the backcourt to Grayson Shoemaker. Shoemaker with four. Grimmett with five. Zach Oswald on the bench with his two fouls has six to lead Lebo. Shoemaker with it in the front court. Get close to five. Need to find an open teammate. He'll find Dominic Reisner in the power read. Now going left side to Austin Bailey. His approach to the bucket. They're going to call it
really?
An offensive foul.
Really?
Ooh, I don't agree with that.
I don't either.
Obviously, Bailey the bruiser, but nothing he can do when it's a huge mismatch there with Ethan Redeker. So that's his second, team's eight.
Both of them coming on charges. The first one, absolutely. That one, ugh.
Midway through here in the second quarter, Opie looking to add to their three-point advantage. Blake Redeker with the drive, kicked in the corner to Darren Hines. Left wing to Dexton Holting. Holting got the foul line, kicked up top. Blake Redeker now at the elbow. Get a ball screen from Garrett Cole. Now left elbow. Kicking left to left corner in a zig instead of a zag. It'll go the other way. That'll be the third turnover for Opie. Truman Bailey back in the contest. The cousin connection with Blake Redeker and Darren Hines is unable to be realized right there. A lot of cousin connections as usual on this Opie team. Grayson Shoemaker driving, putting it up on the baseline. It's no good. Falling away. Rebound to Garrett Cole. Blake Redeker now in the front court. 23-23-20 to play. The ball game, and looks like Drew Conrad is going to bowl over Garrett Cole running through the screen.
That was, I got to say, I think that was partially Conrady getting a little too close for comfort, and I also think that was a really good performance.
1-1.
All due respect by Garrett Cole.
Should be a 1-1, so we should have substitutions. Zach Oswald and I guess Blake Skowski is going to be coming in for the shooter. So Oswald will go back in with his two fouls. Austin Bailey will sit with his two. Cole missed the front end of a 1-1 his previous trip. bends his knees and fires, and it's long. Rebound to Dominic Reisner.
10th rebound now for Lebo.
Reisner, pressure in the backcourt by Darren Hines. Hines really making him work. Reisner on the left wing now. Misses a cutting Grayson Shoemaker down low. Up top to Landon Grimmett. His pass to the post to Grayson Shoemaker. Nearly stolen away. Opposite side to Zach Oswald. And give him 8 now. And the lead has been trimmed to 1.
Yeah, thus far, Lebo doing a great job of just staying calm and kind of answering the call.
One-hand pass, finding Darren Hines underneath. He falls to the floor, and it's stolen away by Dominic Reisner. Up the court we go to Landon Grimmett, now in the far side corner to Grayson Shoemaker. He'll skip it well up top to Dominic Reisner, and it's well too strong.
Sage Hadley
in the ponytail.
Actually, I think a Lebo fan got a hand on it before Hadley took it to the head.
It was her dad, Brian Hadley, it was looking out for.
I think you are correct.
2:34 remaining here in the first half. Opie leading Fangs 23-22, led by as many as 8. But Lebo storming back. 11-4 run by Lebo. Darren Hines, right corner. Skip left side, Bailey. Bailey, step back jumper for the 3. No good. Rebound going to be knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Lebo. Actually, last touched by Opie.
That'll be the 11th rebound for Lebo here tonight.
Conrad into inbound. Gets it into Landon Grimmett.
I like that by Conraddy. He's not trying to force the pass like they were early on. They're trying to just get open enough to make the short ones.
Grimmett will go into the corner to Reisner now. Up top to Conraddy. Conraddy foul line trying to go back to the corner. The Reisner stolen away by Darren Hines. Hines up the court. We go to Blake Redeker. 3-1 break for Opie. Off the window and good for Blake Redeker.
And you know what? Landon Grimmett also, though, doing the right thing. He was going to try and go up and contest that but didn't want to risk the foul. Lets him have it, so good job there by Grimmett.
Grimmett contested jumper at the elbow is missed. Rebound to Blake Redeker, going behind his back. Up the court we go, Bailey. Bailey, right block, leaves it short, rebound loose. Bailey saving it, but they're going to say he was out of bounds when he did so. Acrobatic play by Bailey, but the Eagles have an empty trip this time down.
Give him credit, putting up the body.
Ethan Redeker back in there for Truman. 5-4 for Opie. It's Dexon Holting, Ethan Redeker, Blake Redeker, Darren Hines, Blake Skowski, 5-4 for Lebo, Zach Oswald, Dominic Reisner, Grayson Shoemaker, Drew Conraddy, Landon Grimmett. 1:25 remaining here in this second quarter. Opie on top, 25-22. Drew Conraddy with it, now left side. Landon Grimmett on the wing. Grimmett will hand it off to Grayson Shoemaker, and he'll be pushed down. Hand check there by Dexton Holting. That'll be his first, team's 5th. So Opie had the first 4 fouls of the ball game, and then Lebo collected the last 9, and now the first foul to Opie, giving them 5. Reisner gets the inbound from Landon Grimmett. 25-22, 60 seconds remaining. Landon Grimmett, jumper at the foul line, falls through. Grimmett was 7 in the quarter. Trims the advantage to Opie to only 1. Blake Redeker now on the right wing. Up top, Ethan Redeker. Ethan at the elbow. Now up top, Dexton Holting. Holting looking to drive. Nothing there. Skips it right side. Ethan Redeker thought about a 3. Bounce pass into the post. Kicked out to Darren Hines. 33 seconds now. Ethan Redeker now at the top. To the post, to Skowski at the elbow. Left corner 3 in the air from Dexton Holting. It's no good. Rebound tipped around and won by Zach Oswald. He's put it on the floor. Blake Skowski trying to go for the steal. Lebo looking for the lead here in the closing moments of the first half. They're trailing things by 1. They'll go to the post to Zach Oswald. He'll bowl over Blake Redeker. And it's a charge. A 3rd foul to Zach Oswald. And an 11th turnover to Lebo. Right spot, right time there for Blake Redeker. Nice job of sliding things over so Oswald will go to the bench. Subbed out by Austin Bailey. Truman Bailey in there for Darren Hines. 25-24, 14.7 seconds left. Blake Redeker at the point. Crosses the timeline with 9 seconds. Guarded by Grayson Shoemaker. Blake hands it off to Bailey. Bailey Over to Ethan Redeker. Redeker running jumper from 18 feet away will be no good. 25-24, our halftime score. We'll try and get an interview with Coach Schmidt before he heads to the halftime locker room.
Coach, your team leading things 25-24. Just give us your thoughts on that first half.
Well, it's been a hard-fought half. Both teams are playing hard. I see the ball going a hole a little bit more, but I give credit to both defenses. So it felt like it was going to be like this all night long. It's going to come down to the fundamentals, doing the little things, and hopefully we shoot some free throws a little bit better would help us.
Well, you kind of said the free throws, but any other alterations you think you need to make coming out of the halftime locker room?
I think we're forcing some shots. We need to get shots in our rhythm. We got some kids just doing their own thing at times, and we got to get shots as a team. So we'll work on that.
Coach, good luck in the second half.
Hey, thank you.
Coach Chris Schmidt of the Opie Eagles. Michael.
Thank you for that, Tegan. We'll try and get Dennis Becker when they come out of the halftime locker room, but we'll step aside, tally our stats. Have some more analysis right here at the half. Opie leading Lebo 25-24.
Are you considering buying or selling land? Cody Thurston with Midwest Land Group can assist.